This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. The Obama administration's walking a tightrope trying to deal with the Sunni extremist group ISIS, which is rapidly sweeping southward in Iraq. The president now says about 300 military advisors will be sent there to shore up defenses. But this unraveling situation is having enormous repercussions right here in Texas, energy capital of the U.S. Joining us to talk about the impact on the home front, Don Stowers, editor-in-chief of Oil and Gas Financial Journal. There in Houston, how worried are energy executives you've been talking to?
I think they're concerned from both an investment standpoint and from the standpoint of workers in the area. They're already taking some preemptive measures and removing workers from the country. The southern part of the country, which has not been affected yet by the ISIS attack and the strife, is the predominant oil-producing region of Iraq. It's predominantly Shiite, and it looks like the militias there are arming themselves and working with the government forces to try to repel ISIS from that area. But so really, it's more anticipatory at this point. There's only been a little bit of strife in the oil-producing areas around just north of Baghdad.
Well, I want to go more into the personnel issues that are here, but is there any way to quantify what's at stake here for Houston-based companies? I mean, is there any way to know what sort of assets are really at risk for these companies?
Since refineries are very expensive to build, the going price to build a refinery is about $1 billion and up. You get several multinational companies that work together. For example, the refinery that was being attacked, Texas-based Exxon, which is based in Irving in the Dallas area, is a partner in that refinery along with Shell, Lukoil, which is a Russian company, and Statoil, which is a Norwegian company.
Right.
So there are four different companies that own that refinery.
How secure is the industry in the South? I mean, you mentioned that there are defensive efforts being undertaken right now, but can the Iraqi government, given its stability, I suppose, provide the kind of security or assist in the defense of these assets realistically? Or how do you defend against something like ISIS?
I guess that's the $64 question. The Iraqi government so far hasn't put up much resistance, but it's been out of its comfort zone in the north, I think. As the ISIS militia moves south toward the predominantly Shiite areas, it looks to me as if the Shiite militias will sort of bolster the army. And when they're defending their areas, they probably will put up a stiffer defense. But it remains to be seen whether or not ISIS has the capability of overrunning the predominantly the oil-producing area in the south. We'll just have to wait and see.
We're reading now that the CIA doesn't have the assets it needs to get a good handle on what's happening. And I'm thinking a lot of the information that these companies in Houston are getting would presumably be from official sources, like, for instance, the State Department or from the Commerce Department, I would imagine, in good times. How are they finding out what they need to know to make important decisions right now?
Another good question. If you had a traditional army, you could have satellite surveillance and determine the position of that force and where it's moving and how fast it's moving. With something like the ISIS forces, they move in columns, but they also infiltrate. And there have been some recent bombings of Shiite mosques in Baghdad and so forth. So they have infiltrated the area. And anytime you infiltrate, if you do that with a refinery, for example, it can be catastrophic. I'm not sure that the intelligence is satisfactory. And so everyone is just like you would with a hurricane approaching the Gulf Coast. You would start evacuating before you found out it was necessarily a Category 4 or Category 5 storm.
ExxonMobil, in fact, we know, has carried out a major evacuation, as the company puts it. BP has evacuated 20% of its staff. So far, it's our understanding that Schlumberger and Baker Hughes, which are both based in the Houston area, are taking a wait-and-see position. Can most of this work be handed over to local contractors? Can much of it be operated remotely? What's the calculus involved here?
Well, it wouldn't be operating at full capacity and everything if you evacuated a lot of the Western workers who are mostly in a supervisory capacity. Oil exports would be reduced dramatically. Things have not really been affected yet, but the potential is there for it to build into a stronger storm.
Don Stowers is chief editor of Oil and Gas Financial Journal in Houston. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us, Don.
You're very welcome.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.